USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sarah Weddington, the Texas lawyer who successfully argued the landmark abortion case, Roe v. Wade, to the Supreme Court, has died at the age of 76. Susan Hayes, a former student who is now running for Texas Agriculture Commissioner, confirmed Weddington's death. Ms. Weddington on KPBS in the spring of 2012.
In fact, there was a U.S. Supreme Court case in 1965, Griswold versus Connecticut, where states had made the use of contraception illegal.
Cause of death was not given. Significant snowfall will continue for portions of the West Coast mountain ranges and the Intermountain West, with record cold for parts of the West Coast. Heavy snow and dangerously cold wind chills are expected in the northern plains and upper Midwest tonight. Heavy snow and gusty winds will also impact interior Alaska through the night. Record warm temperatures will remain in place across the South. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
With inflation skyrocketing to unimaginable levels in the first year of the Biden presidency, there are some that still want to push the massive partisan Build Back Better bill.
In the waning days of 2021, the White House making it clear the president's Build Back Better plan is priority one. But the next thing on the list to get over the goal line when the new year gets here is the Voting Rights Act the Democrats are pushing. And on CBS's Face the Nation, the Vice President Kamala Harris doubled down on the importance of passing what are called the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. However, she sidestepped her willingness to support a carve-out to the filibuster to get the legislation through Congress.
We will do and look at whatever is necessary to push for Congress to take this issue on.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People around the world are reacting to the death Sunday of Nobel Peace Prize winner and former Archbishop of Cape Town, South Africa, Desmond Tutu.
Despite all appearances to the contrary, it is a moral universe that in the end, good prevails. Segregation was a key aspect of our lives. You knew, that there were some who were in and the others were out. You had these separate exits. But then you went on to the same street and you breathed the same air. And it was crazy. But a lot of it was humiliating.
Archbishop Tutu was a towering global figure for peace and an inspiration to generations across the world. During the darkest days of apartheid, he was the hope for social justice, freedom, and nonviolent resistance.
By the fact that you have abused me, you have hurt me, or whatever it is that you have done, you have wronged me. By that, you have given me a certain right, as it were, over you, that I could refuse to forgive you. I could say I have the right to retribution. When I forgive, I say I jettison that right.
Desmond Tutu was 90 years old. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.